Are you getting a bit nervous now? Just it was months to go, then it was weeks to go, and now suddenly it's days to go.
I'm not nervous yet, Mike. I'm very, very excited. And it's quite funny. When the application went in back in November and I was selected in December, it seemed like ages to go. And it's been good. The time hasn't passed too quickly until we hit June. And then all of a sudden we're in race week and it's on Saturday.
And for you, a dream fulfilled? Is this something that you've always wanted to do? Or was it really when you started working in racing that it suddenly became appealing?
Bizarrely, it isn't something I'd always wanted to do. I've grown up around point to pointing and racing, and my sister rode in point to points, and I knew I wasn't brave enough to do that, and just sort of always wrote off the fact I would never ride in a race. And then you get a bit old and you think, well, it's definitely never going to happen. And I've loved this Macmillan charity race, the Ride of Their Lives. I always follow it. I nearly always know at least one person in it, and it's such a good race to watch. And always sort of dismissed it, thought, well, I'm too heavy, I'm not fit enough, I haven't got the connections to ride out and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, everything seems to have aligned this year. I sadly lost my godmother to cancer at the beginning of last year. And we're sort of at an age with the children where they don't depend on me as much. And I just thought, well, the only person that's stopping me is me. If you want to do it, lose the weight, get fit, and get a horse to ride. So yes, we gave it a bit of a kick in the belly, if you like, and here we are now.
And one of the things about it as well is, I'm sure you've made a lot of new friends because, yes, you're one of the riders, but how many of the riders did you know until, the first meeting after the final field was announced?
That is something that's really taken me by surprise, Mike. Something that's been brilliant. I knew two of the riders before I went into it, not brilliantly, but well enough. But the camaraderie that has come out of this, I've made some great friends, some friends for life, and that's just something that I really hadn't appreciated, and is a lovely byproduct of this whole experience.
An experience which will come to a head on Saturday in front of a huge crowd. I bet there was a sigh of relief, wasn't there, when York confirmed that they're going to run this at lunchtime? Because I should think by about 6 o'clock, which is the sort of time of day they used to run it, we were lining up a group of nervous wrecks, weren't we?
I think so, yes. I was very pleased to find out it was the first race. It means that we can ride, and then the pressure is taken off us for the rest of the day, and we can enjoy the professionals. Well, I say the professionals, obviously the first race is the amateur ladies race, but we can enjoy those who are rather more experienced than we are, and watch them. So yes, it is. I think it was the first race last time as well, which is certainly from a personal perspective sits better.
And tell me about the horse. Aop, it's the boss, trained by Tony Coyle, and obviously you've been riding him for weeks now. You two are almost on Friends Reunited, aren't you?
Yeah, so he's a real character, Aop It's the Boss. He's trained, as you say, by Tony Coyle and Kane Wood. I've been riding him since the end of January, going in sort of once or twice a week there to ride out, and a bit more often recently. Oh, he's just lovely. He's got things that he does every time when I'm tacking him up, and he just has his way. But it's really nice to know that, and to I'm very fond of him. So I'm really looking forward to getting the leg up on him on Saturday.
And of course, the most important thing is to get away at the start. That's the crucial thing. But also, I mean, he'd done terrifically well. And there's still a few days to go. But to have raised £17,500 and between you've raised 170,000, let no one be in any doubt, it is the money for Macmillan that is the extra motivation.
Absolutely. And it's more than I could have dreamed of. It's much more than I pledged to raise. And again, that's something else that's come out of this. The generosity, the kindness, the support, whether it's financial or in any other way, and there's been lots of ways, it's just been absolutely wonderful. And Macmillan will be able to do so much with this money. The Macmillan Race Day is the biggest single fundraiser for them, and I'm just so proud to be part of that.
And finally, a bizarre question. Can you enjoy Saturday?
After the race, I hope so.